Lonte Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lonte, Jeremy Werner, Mike Carpenter.
Yes.
In with us on Tuesday, and we're talking a little baseball now. Did Ozzie Guillen really say that Mark Burley deserves to be in the Hall of Fame because he has 150 wins?
150 wins. I mean, the benchmark used to be 300 wins.
Well, it still is.
To get into the Hall of Fame. I mean, Tom Glavine got that. Sure. He's going to be a Hall. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Oh.
Will be.
I don't think he's in. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking, does he deserve it? My fault.
Right.
No, I don't think he's in yet. I don't think he's been there yet.
Guys like Randy Johnson hit that 300 win mark. Those guys are automatic. Ozzie Guillen say 150 wins nowadays should be a Hall of Fame caliber player. What do you think? 359 call 217-359-2255.
Well, I think it's a crazy notion, and I really do. And it's one of those deals where I've got the perfect guy to ask this question to. How about we do this? Mike Claiborne from KMOX. Mike Claiborne, Ozzie Guillen said that 150 wins should get Mark Burley into the Hall of Fame. Is that just crazy talk?
That's just the manager who's supporting his pitcher. You know, but I got to tell you, the standard for Hall of Famers is going to be interesting for pitchers because, you know, you don't have a 300 winner anywhere in sight. So maybe it comes down to a guy who can put together a couple of 20-win seasons. He's thrown a couple of no-hitters. That may be something we'll look closer at. But I don't see how a guy like Mark Burley is a Hall of Famer.
Now, there's a pitcher. I know there's certain circumstances, like a Sandy Koufax or a Dizzy Dean, where they just don't play a lot of games because of injuries or for whatever reason. But is there a benchmark you think that guys have to hit? I mean, it used to be 300. Has that changed, Mike?
You know what I think the benchmark is, and it's basically a player opinion, is this guy dominant? I mean, is he the guy in the rotation where you say, oh, my goodness, we got to face this guy? I think that that's what you look at, and I'm not trying to put him in the Hall of Fame, but I haven't heard anybody looking forward to facing a guy like Roy Halladay
exactly.
or some of these other guys, but I think you've got to do it over a reasonable period of time where we can have some sort of legitimate data to support the argument. So I think that it's about how tough a guy can be and how dominant he is during the time that he pitched.
Great point, and he knows his stuff. Mike Claiborne from KMOX, St. Louis Cardinals broadcast team. We'll hear you tonight, right, Mike?
You will hear me tonight. I think I'm doing the game tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay.
And let's see, I think and Saturday, because Mike's going to be gone for a little bit. So John Rooney and I will try and figure out how to come up with a couple Cardinal wins. And maybe if we could play a little defense, maybe we could help in that regard as well. But we can't. So we'll just try to figure out letting somebody else how to do it.
Well, I'll tell you one pitcher that I think I've always respected and thought of as really good was Chris Carpenter. Tell me what a guy like Chris feels like right now. He doesn't have that first win yet. What is a guy like him, Mike? You've been around him a long time now. Does that bother him, or does he just keep going out there with that bulldog mentality and taking the ball, knowing that the wins will come?
Well, it bothers him, but I think that, you know, he knows that it's going to come at some point. You know, I got to tell you something, Lon, and it's funny you even bring up Chris Carpenter, because I was talking to somebody last night. I don't think Chris Carpenter has been right since spring training. And I remember a side session he threw when he came back from the hamstring, and he was really having a problem finding his